Hey listeners, Jackie Marie Beyer here, your host for the Organic Gardener Podcast. Some of you may have noticed that my episode did not go up on Thursday as expected, and as it's the 4th of July and Saturday and it still hasn't gone up, I think what I'm going to do is just take a break. I did order a new MacBook from Apple. I want to give a huge shout out to this guy, Mike, in the tech department, and Janet in sales, who totally helped me get the perfect MacBook for me. Got my AppleCare, my education discount for being a teacher. Just everything went super. They were so helpful. If you have any questions, as far as I'm concerned, Apple's the best company to work for. So I don't get any affiliates from them. You know, I just love everything Apple that I have ever owned. So, huge shout out to Apple for helping me get back on my feet. I got an email, it got shipped already, so it should be here, they said, between the 9th and the 14th. So I think instead of just trying to post the episodes that I've got done and keep struggling, I'm just gonna take a break. There's a movie, Evan Almighty. I don't know if probably a lot of you have seen it. Lauren Graham is married to Steve Carroll. He plays this congressman and he finally, you know, wins his election, gets to go to Washington, D.C. He's all excited. And here comes Morgan Freeman from Bruce Almighty, who played God. And he tells him he needs to build the ark. And he doesn't want to do this, but, you know, the animals are swarming like Dr. Doolittle on steroids, you know, and the woods there, and so he starts building this ark, and so Lauren Graham, his wife, gets upset, and she wants him to spend more time with the family, and she's talking to Morgan Freeman, and she doesn't know he's God at the time, but he says to her, you know, if you pray to God for patience, does he give you patience, or does he give you opportunities to practice patience? And she realizes that the ark is the opportunity for them to practice family time together. So they go help Steve build the ark. And, you know, everybody is happy. It improves their family. And, you know, you can watch the ending of the movie. So I always think of that when I need patience, that it's just an opportunity to practice patience. So I hate to take a break right now. Everything was going so good. It's the middle of gardening season. But sometimes you just have to stop and slow down. So, in the meantime, I have been listening to a ton of other gardening podcasts, trying to, you know, see what I can do to improve my show, just try to be a better source of information for you all. And so I'm going to go ahead and recommend some of the podcasts that I found, that I've really been enjoying. So the first one that's been like one of the greatest ones for information, I've learned so much from, this podcast, is called DIY to Thrive. DIY, the number 2, Thrive, T-H-R-I-V-E, DIY to Thrive. And he, especially, there's a couple of episodes just on organic gardening. He really goes through companion planting, composting, just, I haven't listened to an episode of his where I haven't learned just a ton. Some of you that have been listening know I've been listening to Teresa Lowe's Homegrown Living, Living Homegrown. Which is just, it's a new podcast, but she is the canning expert. She teaches online canning courses, I think, or some kind of canning certification. She's the canning expert for PBS, and she's on that show, Growing a Greener World. She just started a podcast a couple of months ago, but it is wonderful. Another one I've talked about quite a few times is Coopcast from the, is it this in? Thistle Chicken Farm. They're a really funny couple, the Coopcast podcast. Dave Ledoux's Back to My Garden. I just really enjoy. He's always got really neat guests on. He just has a really charming voice and asks nice questions, and just you really get a calming feeling. It's almost like you're just right in the garden. He just fits right in. So he's a super host. Dave Ledoux's Back to My Garden out of British Columbia. I really enjoy that. And then there's a couple of like ones that have just like short, really quick tips. You can listen to like 6 episodes, you know, all at once. One is Christina Wilhelmi's Garden Nerd out of California. Another one, Burpee. I'm not even sure this is still on the air, but the things are really good. Burpee has a podcast that's really good. Margaret Oh, Margaret Roach's A Way to Garden, I forgot to mention. And Deborah Prinzing's Slow Flowers. I do enjoy both of their podcasts, too. But for super fast tips, I really like Garden Nerd and the Burpee one. And there was a Chicago Botanical Institute podcast I was listening to the other day that had some good super quick tips. So they're like, you know, the kind where you can download, you know, they're like 1 or 2 minutes each or 3 minutes each, short little bits. And then the other thing I was going to mention are a couple, if you haven't been listening to my show, there's some episodes of my show that have been super popular. All time, without a doubt, Megan Kane, most downloads and most views on my website, the out of Wisconsin, the Creative Vegetable Farmer. She talks about strategic farming. I just got her book, Super Simple or Super Easy Simple Preserving. That's just like her, totally strategic. It's a great book. Right behind her is Russ Medge out of Utah. He talks about pruning fruit trees, followed by Kathy O'Leary, who's from Montana here, talks about garlic and farmers markets. Those three are just have been downloaded multiple times. And on my website, Kavita Bay from Hindu Hillbillies down in Alberton, she's got Hindu Hillbilly Farm and Apiary. So they've got bees down in Alberton. She's a great resource. Her and her husband, I think, have 120 hives, they said. So if you want to know anything about bees, they're a great source there. And she makes super products out of honey. Eve Clowers, World Traveler, she's been listened to a lot. Dave Salmon, who talked about trees and xeriscaping and just, you know, perennials that you can plant and native landscaping for living in dry soils, was just a super episode, number 50. He was a wonderful guest. My brother's episode has been downloaded a whole bunch of times. Peter Ramos out of New York. So that might, I guess, hit with a lot of listeners. Composting on Long Island and being a strategic gardener there. Heather Wood from my Earth Day episode, I think, is one of the most downloaded episodes out there. So just if you haven't, another one was Abe Long I was listening to again. This is just one of my personal favorites. I like all the community and school gardeners. Elizabeth Leonard from Earl's Kitchen Gardens in New York. I love Delethia and Aaron, who are also New Yorkers, who have the Yorkeste Farm. Three really good, they talked about CSAs. So if you want to know anything about, you know, starting a community garden, Jim Finley up here in Montana that started ours in Eureka, those were some great episodes. I do have some exciting guests coming up. I have to say, you know, that's another reason I'm disappointed. So I went to Missoula to the farmer's market a couple of weeks ago, and I haven't even gotten to say anything about the exciting people I met down there and some new things that I'm hoping to bring onto the show. So, anyway, happy 4th of July, listeners. I'm sorry to do this, but I guess we all need some patience. So enjoy your garden. I hope you're staying cool. Let's get growing.